Hello. In light of a recent unapproved press release, we feel compelled to share our own truth in our own way, in our own timing. After more than a decade of working on a relationship in our own unique ways, we have made the decision to permanently terminate our marriage relationship. During this process, we are committed to kindness and respect toward each other and to all members of our family, and we are also committed to the continued healing of any and all relationships within the family so that we can move forward with forgiveness, grace, and love. In kindness, Mary and Cody.
No, I've been through that with a straight face.
Cody's like, oh, P.S. If you fit the demographic below, please apply. The brown house is open.
Right?
Open vacancy. Your business, baby.
We got vacancy.
What?
Oh my God. So what's up with Mary's plot of land? What are they going to do with it?
She'll probably, plant some money trees on it. Throw a couple $1,000 in holes for them to find and then hand it over to them.
I have a better idea. We should sell it like those, what is it? Those Irish titles or something like that scam where you get like a plot of land.
The little like 1 foot by 1 foot square piece of light. They could be your own king or queen.
You can be your own lady or lord.
Yeah. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, you get a whole certified letter.
It's such a scam. It's a scam because they can't actually
buying the stars.
Oh my God! Yeah, you buy a plot of land. It's supposedly supposed to be to protect the land that's there, whatever, as if it's not protected already. And then you get a certificate that says you're a lord or lady.
Yeah, instead of doing cameos, they could sell parts of the land.
They should sell parts of the land.
That's a good idea.
Well, Cody, Cody does want to be, a slumlord. Slumlord Cody. Oh my God. There's a meme. There's like a twisted, very meta, meme or something in there.
Well, first of all, this statement was such bullshit because let's be honest, we already knew that their marriage was over, number one. Number two, it sounded so fake. Like, did they hire a publicist to write this crap?
No, because they didn't.
If they did, it would have sound better. It would have been better.
Cody probably wrote it.
Right.
I can see Mary actually caring that much. Like, she already checked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I decided to write my own version of what I interpreted from this actual post. Like, this is what I really thought.
What they said versus what they mean.
Right. So it took me 5 minutes, okay, some scratching off to write what I really think.
5 whole minutes of your time. Did.
I know.
Lexi, okay, the dedication you have to your craft.
I really like podcasting. What can I say? All right. Since People Magazine decided to speak the truth that everyone already knows, Mary and I have decided to address the public, not that any of you care. After getting married, it was clearly obvious we hated each other. No amount of Rice Krispie treats were able to fix our marriage. We have decided to be honest with the public and letting you all know we really, really aren't getting back together, ever. We are committed to looking as though we are working on healing all of our familial relationships, but Cody here speaking, am more committed to loyalty, respect, sacrifice, and leading what little family I have left that's willing to follow. Respectfully, Cody.
Okay.
So basically what they're saying is we've signed on for 2 more seasons where we're going to make the audience think we're working on our marriage. We're going to split up, break up, and then split up, get back together. And then ultimately decide that Mary just need to have another baby, or not Mary, Robin.
Maybe, yeah.
So, okay, I want to clarify what I believe to be this People Magazine thing, because I saw it all over my social media today. They've already announced it. And then the other thing I also saw a lot of was Cody's been saying the marriage is over for years, so this isn't new news. No. Okay, so these are all different things. So yes, Cody has been saying the marriage has been over for years, but they're still together. They're still in a family unit. She's still one of his wives, even though he doesn't consider himself married to her. They're technically, they haven't done a spiritual divorce or whatever. They're obviously still together. They're all still the sister wives. Like she, I mean, she's reluctantly
They can still
included.
Enter heaven together. Like they can still do their little like meet you in heaven.
Yeah. And that like sealed for eternity.
Sealed.
Mm-hmm. And then, so that's what Cody's been saying, right? But Mary has been continuously saying, oh, I'm still here and I'm open to working on the intimacy, the actual marriage part, you know. Like marriages go through ups and downs, right? Well, this one's a really down, right? And then the People magazine thing was what came out after the part of the tell-all show that it was Mary responding to Cody. And it was Cody's statement that he doesn't consider himself married to her anymore and stuff. And Suki had asking her, like, what did she think or whatever? And she's like, well, you heard him. I've never heard that before, but you heard him. He doesn't consider us married anymore. So take what, you know, I guess we are done is kind of what she said. You know what I mean? So she was acknowledging.
Like, yeah.
Because she is just hearing that for the first time. So she was acknowledging. To me, the way that I read that was she was just acknowledging that, right? With that Cody didn't consider himself married, but hadn't like made the decision to actually leave to end this, officially end their farce, right? Which all it is at this point, you know, now that she has seen that and now she, oh, okay, well, I thought he was open to working on it. Guess not. Okay. And it seems like now they're actually splitting the relationship. They're actually officially ending it. So she won't be considered a wife anymore. If you're not married to the same man, you're not considered a sister wife.
What about like cousin wives then? Like,
well, they're all related in some way. Oh my God.
I want to know what happened to the Kalata rings. Well, who has the rings now? Does somebody showed a meme of Robin wearing multiple rings on a necklace and said it was like her rings of war or like what is it like her? Did you see that?
No, I didn't, but I can totally picture
it. You know when you murder somebody and take their stuff
taking souvenirs from the scene that are the crime.
They're like she's eliminated four or three wives. Look at her wearing their rings.
But then she fake cries with no tears about being in a monogamous relationship and they took it away from me.
And no tears running on her face.
I feel heartbroken. I feel so heartbroken. I feel duped. I feel. No, but all of them being related though, I got into another YouTube rabbit hole the other night. More polygamy stuff. And I came across this YouTuber who was in the same cult that the AUB, Apostolic, which I can never pronounce, United Brethren, the same religion. She comes from the same family.
Like that Cody and Robin, all of them were in?
All of them, all of them. And she's saying how every polygamist on TV, on all these reality shows, they're all related to each other somehow. And it was amazing. Like you need a dry erase board. You need the guy with the red strings and all the pictures and stuff to connect them because of how they're all interrelated. And they really
are. You know who we need? We need Cece from that one DNA test company.
Cece Moore.
We need Cece Moore to write it all out for us. There's no branches
on this family tree. Yeah,
and we're doing circles. And circles. I'm literally drawing a circle on myself.
You really are.
Hey fraudcasters, everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. but it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly. And it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it's super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
One of these days we're going to start putting a video out of us recording because that was hilarious. Your Cece Brown, Cece Moore impression. Brown, I say Brown. No, the Cody, the Browns
family. I mean, maybe she's related to him. I don't know, where's she from? Is she from the Midwest?
Is she? But apparently, yeah, how they're all related. And I guess she,
I mean, there's only so much variance you can have with, you know,
how they all intermarry.
That size. Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're marrying their sisters or anything, but it's like at some point you're going to run into someone who might be related to someone, you know, in like Iceland. You know, Iceland, they all take like DNA tests before they actually start dating to make sure they're not dating a cousin or something.
I did not realize
because
that.
The population is so low. I mean, it's hyperbole, but yeah, it's there is that possibility. So some of them will actually just check first. I have a few friends from Iceland who are like, oh yeah. It's like, oh, okay,
fascinating.
But I mean, they're so secluded. I mean what else, who else are they gonna bang if not,
right? And how many people are in that church in general, you know? I don't know, you would know more than me since you're, I don't know, closer to the religion.
She's in Arizona.
You must all know each other.
I don't know if they keep a roster of that.
You're supposed to know all the people in Arizona.
700,000 Mormons and counting. I don't think they have a billboard.
That sounds like a TV show. 7,000 like Mormons.
Do they have a Facebook?
Oh my
gosh. That's,
I'll tell you what, Katrina, I sent you the video. Like, there are Mormons that try to recruit me every week here on Sundays at my house or whatever day it was. I sent it to you.
Yeah, but those are like regular mainstream Mormons.
Right.
Which. Yeah. Arguably is still a cult, but that is neither here nor there. That is for another time, another place, another podcast. I don't know. I was trying to see if I could, while you guys were chatting, I was trying to see if I could look up who that YouTuber was. But I can't find her name. I can't find her. But she was like, some of her videos, thank you, really good. She was apparently on Escaping Polygamy.
I liked that show.
She was on there a couple episodes, apparently helping people escape or something.
That was actually a really good show. If it's real, I hope it is. Or if they're not, like, I don't know if they're recreating the actual situations. Because, I mean, it looks real to me, but.
I feel like it would be hard to recreate that kind of thing, given the,
well, they like drop them off places and pick them. I don't know. It's just really,
yeah.
I don't know. But it's a good show either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get back to,
but we digress.
Let's get back to the Brown family, currently of Flagstaff. Now, let's talk about the one-on-one, part three. The final one, I guess.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. There's not, I mean, there wasn't a ton more revealed. So I feel like half this episode was the clips, the old clips, right? Like, they did that more than they did with the earlier ones. And some of it was stuff that we've already seen. Like, how many times do we need to see Suki and Janelle saying we're separated? Really? Like,
yeah,
we've seen that. We the shock values happened last week when we saw the scenes from, so like, I felt like there was a lot of filler in it, but there was some interesting discussions. I mean, I had some interesting discussions.
Yeah, like Cody made himself look like an even more bigger asshole, which, you know, I keep saying it's harder and harder to do, but there he goes.
Yet every week here we are.
There he goes.
Was it that Hannah Cabo said?
What happened?
What is it?
Oh, that him shitting on himself over COVID?
Over his balls not being gargled enough.
Yeah, yeah. God, I'm so crude in text. It's just like, it was so aggravating watching him just throw a tantrum. Like, on one hand, I get his frustration with being scared of the pandemic and wanting family to, like, shut up and deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, stay inside for the protection of everyone else. But, like, I don't know. I think the fit that he threw was just out of proportion. And directing it towards Janelle specifically was, like, out of line for me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, call your kids up and tell them how upset you are. Because, you know, it wasn't... You're going to tell a mom to kick her kids out of her house because your dad who visits, you know, once a month doesn't want to get COVID.
Right. And they had to get their whatever he called it, weather
pencils
whistle.
Pencils wet, which I never heard.
He's like, you had to get your pencils wet, which is something I gotta do again.
Which is literally what he's doing. He's getting his pencil wet with Robin and then going to a wedding. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Like... Ew, first of all, I thought Mormons weren't supposed to have sex till they were married, and his kids at the time weren't married.
I don't think his kids are following the faith.
Yeah, like, they're not.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why would he talk about that on, like, pencils wet, talking about his own kid?
Dude, that Cody, was Cody's weird. Vulgar. Shit, bitch, damn. Pussy, sex. I'm like, wow, fuck. Okay.
Oh, God.
You can't have caffeine?
TLC changed the ratings from PG to PG-13.
Seriously, they had to up it for freaking foul language. I'm like, oh my gosh.
They even censored it on Discovery Plus. I was like, come on, let me hear Cody actually say these words.
I know, especially since on Discovery Plus, what was it,
90 Day
Love in Paradise, where we saw everything.
There was a lot of language in that, so maybe it just depends
not
on
just language. Yeah, there was language, and there's
well, we're not going to see Cody in the bedroom.
Thank God.
Oh,
I didn't sign up to watch.
I didn't tell you guys this. So when I was at my mom's house for New Year's Eve,
oh God!
So my mom,
I don't like where this is going.
No, it was so funny because I was watching it. My mom had not seen the show in so long, like years. Right. So she's sitting there watching. You know, I think it was like Tell All Part 2. I can't remember what we were watching, but anyways. She was, or maybe it was the first all, but she was like, he must have a huge dick if these women want him so bad. I was like, okay, mom. Oh my God. Like, that what? Great.
We need Mother Lexi's commentary on the show.
I was mortified. I was just like, mom. I was like, oh, that's so weird and awkward and ew. It's probably not big, mom.
They just didn't have anything to compare it to. So, you know, yeah. They probably didn't even know what orgasms were. You know.
Yep.
I mean, Robin has crygasms.
Crygasms. Do you think she's one of those who cries after she has an orgasm?
Maybe.
I don't think she's had one.
Not even by her own hands?
Oh, that's bad. No.
Oh, that's bad, right?
Because no.
Oh, is it really?
I don't know.
No, I mean, like. I can see Cody. Remember in like 90 Day when people, who was it? One of the guys was upset about the vibrator.
Oh, it was the guy. Laura and Aladdin.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I could see Cody being like, throw away the vibrator. Like, in fear of it being like more powerful than him. And
Janelle be like, fuck you.
The dogs go outside. The vibrator goes outside. Everything's outside.
Janelle would say, I'm still choosing the dog and vibrator over you. Get out.
Cody, I need you to take out the trash. Get me some more C batteries.
Nowadays, if it doesn't plug in the wall, it's not worth it.
Right. All of them have the... I was going to say the USB, but no, you probably mean the actual plug in the wall.
Yeah, I'm talking like 240 volts. Like, it needs like direct current energy, not that.
Oh, direct current energy.
I need DC current vibrations.
Oh my God.
Guys, this episode was really just, there wasn't a lot of content, so we're just...
This is what happens when Hanakawa's back. Yes. Guess who's back?
Uh-oh. Am I causing trouble? No, I watched it today. I was just like, all right, I want to freshen my mind. And it just made me so angry, and I couldn't watch it anymore. I had to, like, take these tips.
I told Katrina I tried to watch it, like, four times, which I really probably got it only once, because I kept zoning out or getting distracted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, okay, focus. But it was kind of just like, meh.
Yeah, usually this is like fine, but I think someone had asked me too. They're like, do you think this is fabricated? I was like, I don't think you can make this shit up.
Yeah.
Like, the producers don't have that good of enough imagination to make this stuff up. So what I am curious about is where we're going now, because now it's just sister wife. Like, there aren't any more.
Okay, well, Robin, let's talk about Robin for a second. So there was this conversation they had on, Suki and Cody had, talking about, is Robin the favorite wife, right? There's this whole, I'm not going to talk about her. That's a really unfair question. Whatever, you know, seizure thing that he was doing. And it was like... He kept it not answering the question that was being asked of him. Not that Suki did any better this time than she did last time, but she would ask a question and he wouldn't answer the question he wanted to answer, which was not the same thing that she was asking. I fucking hate
Katrina,
this.
All he had to do was say, well, Suki, she's my only wife. And that would have ended it. And there would be no sitting around awkwardly.
Right.
Or answer the fucking question.
No.
Yeah.
Robin did.
Yes.
Robin did things to make her the favorite.
He's like, I favor her. I'm like, you're confirming it. You're almost there. Complete the word. Favor.
It's like, it's okay to say that. Everybody else knows it. Like, she did. All that nonsense word garbage that he was saying is just like, Robin did things that made her his favorite.
Right.
You know,
she made sacrifices for him.
She sucked his balls harder than anybody else did.
Like Dyson.
I threw up. in my mouth.
Their argument, though, like Cody and Robin, was probably rehearsed. Who knows? You know him and saying she does this, she does that, and her pretty much saying the other wives' marriages were bad and ended because they sucked.
Yes.
They weren't good women, mm-hmm. You know, and then she brought up something. She's like, I saw it all, you know, the stretch marks, the weight gain. It's like, wow.
I know. When Robin went there.
Yeah.
I was like, are you serious? So like, what? You're saying that you saw him put up with imperfect women while you were, you know, I don't know. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But
yeah. And I don't know if she meant for it to be that way, but I think she, this is another thing.
I think she's really that vapid.
I think she's dumb. Like, I hate to say it. Like, my mom said it. She's like, is she just stupid? Like, I'm like, maybe. I don't know. I mean, listen, you know, she gained weight. Everyone, well, not everyone. Most women do gain weight after having kids. Some lose it. Some not.
Regardless,
whatever. Bodies change. You don't say that to somebody, though. Why bring it up
at
all?
And you don't change your view on the person you're supposed to love forever, regardless.
Exactly. Physical things should not be
If that is what you want, I mean, I'm not going to fault you for that. Just don't get married and not expect the person you're with not to change.
Right.
Physically.
Exactly. It was just really bad taste. I was just like,
it was
such
bad taste. So I want to touch a little bit more back on this is Robin the favorite thing, right? Saying that Janelle had made this comment that's Cody is, if you do the things he wants you to do, he will love you. And Robin did all those things. And he loved her. And then Christine says what we've all been saying. And this is a theory that we've been talking about for a while now, is that when Cody met Robin, he found out what real love was, right? And the rest of them are like, you know, because they were all born and raised in this cult with these really fucked up views of what marriage is and all this stuff, so they didn't know any better. And then they see this Robin and Cody relationship where Christine's like, he found a soulmate, Right. Like, it's beautiful that they have that. And once that happened, like, the rest of us became invisible. And then the rest of us also kind of like wanted that too. And we weren't getting it. So yeah, why can't we leave? I mean, those weren't her words, but that's paraphrasing.
Well, I kind of think that he had like a paradigm shift, because I think the way the wives were before Robin went there was fine for him. He was fine.
Yeah.
That's what it was, that there was a dichotomy. The women had a sense of independence. He didn't have to handhold. No one depended on him. He wasn't expecting 100%, you know, submissiveness and servitude from them.
Loyalty and respect.
Mm-hmm. Loyalty. And then Robin comes along with a different view on how a wife is, right? She's probably more submissive. She's probably the man of the house, makes the decisions. Even if I don't like it, I'm going to voice it, but I'll do what you want anyways. That's her, that's their marriage. That's their right to have it however it goes. But what he wanted was for the rest of them to step it differently and change, because he liked that approach better and wanted it through all the households. I really think that that's when he changed. And so that's why Janelle was like, I was enough before, and now you want me to like not be independent. She's like, I don't understand.
Right. And it goes back to the comment of like Janelle saying, I didn't sign up for the patriarchy. So I do think that those expectations, that it did switch, like it, what it started off as is not what it is now. As far as what he said, he met, like you said, he met Robin. His whole world was flipped upside down.
Literally, probably. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. The comment about stretch marks and weight gain, she also made the comment about nagging, like the other wives were nagging.
Yeah, that's the part about just, you know, listen and don't
I don't know, resisting. Hold your husband accountable, maybe.
Right. Cody, listen, you don't listen to them. That's the problem. It's like, of course they're nagging. When you try to communicate with somebody that is so narcissistic and in their own world, there is no listening. He's not hearing anything but what he wants to hear. So then that turns into women, quote, nagging, which in reality, it's just women asking for help for, you know, all
of the support. And to take care of the kids, right?
Yeah. Asking your husband to meet your needs, like just as a couple, is like nagging.
Right. Cody, it goes back. Can you tuck my kids in at night while I'm at work? No, I cannot do that. Like that. Still, every single time we talk about it, I'm like, you can't tuck your own children in bed.
And you're in the same house.
Right. It's just disgusting. And he wonders why they're tired of him. All these years of putting up with that. Mm.
I loved that Christine and Janelle and stuff, were they were when they were showing the recaps of the Cody's tantrums and stuff, like Janelle's just laughing at him.
Dude, Janelle, I loved Janelle's like look on her face. She looked, honestly, when she said she was happy, I believe it, because she
she was so much happy.
More relieved. Yeah, her and Christine both have like a different air about them. Like,
yeah,
they glow.
You know, Janelle used to just sit there and look ashamed the whole time there was a tell-all, and now she's very, you know, spoken and mm-hmm. whatnot.
And I do think they're going to drag it. I do think there's going to be another season, and they're going to drag out the Janelle leaving Cody. Like, because right now she says they're temporarily separated or whatever.
Right. We haven't seen that on the show.
Right. So they're going to drag that out for sure.
What we saw, like Christine physically moving, was like a year ago in the real timeline. So all of the other, you know, like we still have another year before Janelle leaves. You know, or I mean, like I because I always think that the tell-all is filmed more closer to where we are in real time versus where the show is filmed. But I could be wrong.
Sister Wives is weird. I mean, like I said, I know 90 Day is filmed like halfway through the season. They'll film the tell-all, whatever it's aired. But obviously this was maybe due to COVID. That's why it was so behind. I don't know.
Speaking of COVID, when Cody was on his death's door with his 98 degree fever, mm-hmm. And COVID, that Christine and Ryan and Janelle were vacationing.
I know. I'd be like, but it was Robin's turn.
You know? But it was Robin's turn.
I couldn't tuck you into bed. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Tuck you into bed.
It's crazy. Well, they didn't get to do vacation. So somebody posted online today. I think it was like one of your friends, Katrina. I can't remember, that I'm now following. They posted an old like tell-all clip from early on in the seasons, and it showed Cody saying to Christine, well, if you want to go on vacation, then save up your grocery money. And I was like, where did this even come from? I don't even remember seeing this.
If you want to go on vacation, save your grocery
money. Yeah. So when I saw that you're talking about, you know, them going on vacation while he has COVID, it was kind of like a big F you. Like,
yeah,
here's my grocery money. But anyways, I was like, I didn't realize how big of an asshole he was even back then. I'm going to go rewatch it again. Even though I did that a year ago.
He wanted his whole family to be around him as he sweated in bed to death.
Yeah.
But then they would catch COVID and spread it to the whole family.
It doesn't matter because he has it now. Everyone's just
because he has it now and he's the only one that matters. Yeah. Robin's always been kind of a little bitch. And as we watch more and more of the rewatching from the earlier seasons and stuff, people are seeing it more and more, you know, in light of what we know now. But I feel like she was like, even like her, like she was 100% that bitch. Like she took that DNA test and she was 100% that bitch on this show. I mean, between talking about stretch marks and gaining weight and all that stuff, she's a fucking nerve to badmouth the otherwise decisions about like the RV and the this and all the decisions that they were making on their own when they bought her that fucking mansion that she's living in. I was just like, and then of course, you know, she's complaining about everybody blames me and they blames me, which is actually, I don't know, my friend Natasha was saying that she doesn't recall ever, like, they don't actually blame Robin a lot. Like they blame Cody for his behavior. They're not blaming Robin for who she is and Cody loving her more and whatever. But
I'm thinking that like they really are reading comments on social media because, and again, like when Suki asked Cody about Robin being the favorite, like that's a legitimate question that everybody's been asking, just like you just mentioned, you know, everything about Robin. It's just like, I think that they have been reading the comments and she is now realizing that everyone's perspective of her is that
everyone's on to her
perception. Yeah. Is that she's trying to break the family apart or she's this and she's that and she's catty.
But they're not blaming her. They blame Cody. And but she's going to be the fucking victim all the goddamn time.
Well, a lot of people still blame Robin for everything.
A lot of people don't like her. And I guess if you were to step into her shoes and try to feel sorry for her, it's not fun to be disliked for something that is your job. You know, she's who she is, right? If it's just looking at it and she's the wife she is, she's exactly what Cody wanted or needed at that time. It's really not her fault.
It's not. It's Cody's fault for treating the other wives the way he's treating them.
Exactly.
And it's Cody's fault for trying to blame them and make it all about them and his stupid double standards that he has about, well, she can't go off and do this. But like when he does this, when she does it, it's gaslighting. When he does it, it's leading the family, you know? Whatever.
No, I'm just laughing because Robin was talking about, you know, apples and oranges, which they've mentioned fruit now a lot, but oranges in the refrigerator or not, you know, apples and oranges. But
don't look at my orange. You have an apple.
Right, right. And I'm like, well, you know,
she's like, I'm dying of scurvy.
Right. Well, you're your orange is
that fucking orange.
Your orange is organic, plump and juicy. And your apple is, in their eyes, rotten, small, sprayed with chemicals.
It has stretch marks. Come on.
Oh, God. The thing is, you're a fucking plump-ass fucking orange, and he only likes oranges, and he doesn't like apples.
Right.
And he lets the apples know that he only prefers oranges. That's the problem here.
He initially wanted a fruit cocktail, but now he just wants the oranges out of the cocktail.
Right. That's exactly it.
Oh, Anna Kawa mentioned soup in an earlier episode. Now we're going to mention fruit salad.
Oh, yeah. Good soup. It's a fruit salad, and he's been having, like, the, you know, the melon squares. And finally a fucking grape comes along and he's like, holy shit, why can't you melons all be grapes?
But there's only one grape and there's like 18 melon in there.
A fruit salad, you don't want the apples to go bad, so you like put in like lime juice or lemon juice. I don't know how you guys did it growing up, but like that was never added, so it's the rotten apples and the delicious other oranges and fruit that survived. Why am I crying?
My god, because it's hilarious, the image of these rotting apples. That's so mean though.
I'm sorry guys, I'm just really I'm in a mood today. I'm fired up.
And no one, okay, so here is also, okay, what about Janelle questioning her faith? So Janelle makes this commentary about, because she really is really, really, really holding tight to her faith. But her faith tells her she's married for eternity and she doesn't want to be married for eternity. So now she's having this sort of crisis of faith. Like, what does she do, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I think Jesus wants her to spiritually divorce Cody. Like, you know, Jesus wants her to go have somebody's wet pencil.
A poor wet pencil.
You know what I mean?
Well, she needs another wet pencil to be able to, in their religion, get out of it, right? Like,
if she doesn't stay with Cody, then she's like breaking a major tenet of her faith.
Right.
So does that mean that she's not going to be a believer anymore? You know, Christine's already said she doesn't believe anymore. She's not in the faith. They've already alluded to the fact that even Cody's not in it anymore. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's like Church of Cody or whatever the hell he is, but he's not in and doesn't really believe in their faith anymore. But for Janelle, it's been really, you know, it's her comfort. And now what? Like, if you disagree with a major tenet of your religion, what do you do? I don't know. I'm not religious.
Join another type of...
I'm not religious, so I can't answer that question.
Well, it's interesting that she actually holds on to that, because you never hear Cody say, it's my faith to work it out with my wives. It's my faith to be this or that. Like, Janelle's the only one who's like, I guess there's rules to live by and everyone else is fucked off. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I grew up Russian Orthodox, and so, which is Andre's religion. Like, I literally felt like I was in church watching Andre get married on 90 Day, my church in DC. But anyways,
no shit, in DC.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a supervisor a while back that I believe it was the DC one that he was part of? I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so I grew up in that religion, and like, as I've gotten older, I've stepped away from it. But I just don't believe in one denomination. So I don't know. I think it should be fairly easy if she believes in God and believes in like faith in general that she'll find her way. Mm-hmm. I think she'll reach out. Her and Christine will find other resources, make other connections that they haven't been able to make since being in, you know.
Right.
With Cody and being in that world. So hopefully they find their way, whatever it is, that they're happy. And
Christine's talked about how she's okay with God. Mm-hmm. Like, she's right with God. She's had many conversations with God. So she's obviously still religious. She still believes in a God. So if anything, maybe she came back to faith, just not the same faith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, doing all this, like, has helped her, you know.
Well, I think their eyes have been open too, because they've had a narrow perception and views on like what religion is. And all they've seen is what they've been taught. Right. They grew up in schools. Yeah. Yeah. You don't really get taught other religions and world perspectives and things like that. I don't think, I shouldn't speak on that, but I'm pretty sure that they keep you kind of learning just what they're teaching you. So hopefully they get a chance to get out and get educated and just be able to experience the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of what happened in the last couple of years as well. Once they've started spending less time with Cody, because he was busy wetting his pencil over in Robin's McMansion. They paid for, and so they figured, okay, you know, like, they're out doing a lot more without him. And what Christina said, and you know, I realized during COVID that I could do this alone, you know. So she's learning over the last, you know, having their eyes open, doing these all these experiences that are leading them away from that.
Well, and here's the thing too, right? In Christianity and religion, it's all about like love, respect, or not respect. That's Cody, sorry. But it's love, respect too. But it's about love and forgiveness, right? And so you've got Cody saying he demands respect and doesn't really care about love. How is that any form of like positive religion when every religion will teach you peace and love and kindness? And he's talking about respect and loyalty. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
the constant harping on respect and loyalty. Like, I mean, even right down to the end of this episode, that's all he was talking about, right? And mm-hmm. it's not about love for him. It's about respect. And what respect is to Janelle is different than what respect is to Cody, because in Cody's eyes, respect means obey,
right? Like,
means I'm going to be the head of this household as this weak ass beta male that I am. And I'm going to tell everybody else what to do. And y'all better get in line and listen and just sit around waiting for me to tell you I love you and, yeah. and be ready for me to whatever. So, cause I just rule everything. That's to him respect and loyalty. So when Janelle's like, haven't I been loyal? Which of course, by anyone's definition of loyal, Janelle has been loyal. And
that pissed Cody me off, by like, the way.
What?
It pissed me off when I saw Christine talking about mm-hmm. how, you know, when her and Janelle had conversations on the side and Janelle, you know, Christine had maybe a not so nice view on something Cody said or did. And then Janelle was like, oh, no, he's a good husband or he's a good father. And Janelle stuck up for him all those years of sticking up for her man. And Robin comes along. And then next thing you know, Janelle's not sticking up or doing the right thing enough in Cody's eyes. He's not being loyal enough. You know what?
Robin should be fucking calling him out on his behavior. She keeps talking about, no, you go work it out. You go do this. Right. You go do that. You know, she's a good, if she's a good polygamous wife the way she's supposed to, like she should be calling him out on that behavior and be, no, right. go, not just go back and work it out, but go back and stop being an asshole.
I mean, she told him to go sleep on Christine's couch and not in mm-hmm. her bed, but she didn't say, hey, this is why you need to sleep on the couch. She didn't go into detail about like, you need to love, you know, do you love her? You need to communicate with her. No, it was just go sleep on his couch and show her you care. Like that's
go work okay. it out. Go work
or
it out.
Like but, your time with her is still your time with her. Like you can't say, right. well, I don't like this. So I'm
having a fight with this wife. So I'm going to come stay with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Monogamous marriages. I mean, I guess if you could do that, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody needs their space after a fight, right? But they already have their space because they see each other every 3 to 4 nights. So use the time that you have wisely with one another. And obviously that didn't happen. And the whole thing about Cody saying Christine's game playing and all this, he keeps wanting to blame everyone else. And
he
say,
wants to blame
games.
The Kennedy assassination on Christine.
Yeah.
I mean, if he could... he would get her blamed for, you know, the Cold War and I don't know, whatever else.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, my God. Like, it's just. It became just, I mean, it's so much, so obvious. It's so obvious, obviously, how. Just narcissistic and lack of self-awareness Cody has, right? Like his constant blaming them for everything when a when he's not taking any accountability or any responsibility on himself. He's like, they're changing. You didn't treat somebody well enough. Why are you friends now when you couldn't be friends before? And this and every time it's still something different. He's still through this cycle of what excuse am I going to use today to blame her?
We got a little bit of an apology on this episode, whether or not
the apology to the boys,
yeah, whether or not it was actually heartfelt and true. I don't know, but
I think
it was to save face. I don't know.
I think this might be, yeah, saving face and seeing what's on social media, going with your theory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I'd be completely, I would dismiss that. I'd be like, if you can't call me and talk to me in person, forget
until
it.
You're called. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has to be the adult in this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
He is the adult in that. I don't care that they're 18 and legally an adult. Their brains are not fully formed.
Neither right? is his.
Yeah.
Can't stand on that one.
Well, there's, you got to make room for all like the ramen roots, you know, the water has to boil somewhere.
This is bald spot.
The water's got to boil somewhere.
Oh my goodness. It's like, stop thinking about your hair.
Fruit salad and ramen. Ooh, that sounds like a college meal.
Are we hungry? What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
No, I had tacos. I'm fine.
I had pizza, sandwich. Which I had a sandwich.
I should be fine. Lord Almighty, you guys. Let's see. Was there anything else?
Just a lot of bickering, a lot of Robin just, I don't know, talking. I kind of zoned out every time she did.
Yeah, she's just being a constant victim. That's it, really.
And some crying, but no tears.
Yeah, I think there was
she was trying her best not to cry. She's like, they're going to make fun of me again. And then she does like the complete like frowny face. I'm like, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Terrible. She's going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the person who's cried the longest without shedding a goddamn tear.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of sad the season's ending.
I know. It's been good. There's been so much good stuff. So much good stuff. I'm really sad. So let's look forward. Let's talk about some of the things that we have coming down the pike. Let's stay with polygamy and go with brother seeking brother husband.
I'm down. Oh my God. I saw that today.
What?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Viewers have been asking for it. They have. Yeah. I've seen comments saying, hey, we need a show. We want a show with the rules reversed. So
I just don't think in real life it's just that it's just not that common because I mean polygamy is by nature a like almost by definition a patriarchal like misogynistic state. So
well, it doesn't technically work for a woman to have multiple husbands if the goal is to have multiple children, right? You kind of have a bottleneck, which is her uterus, right? So it works to have multiple women because he can, you know, make maybe a deposit just, and make a save, you know, these multiple, whatever.
Are they finally just giving up the ghost that polygamy is a religious thing? If you look at the last like season or two of Seeking Sister Wife, so most of the couples aren't doing it for religious reasons. I think the last one was the Winder family that was religious about it. And then
did you say they were related to Cody somehow or something?
They're all related to each other somehow.
Well, then there was the one couple that apparently
the religious polygamists are all related to each other, not the other people.
What was the one couple that kept having people come to the house, like two or three people they were dating? He's kind of short. They were in like Atlanta. Anyways, apparently there's a lot of abuse, like physical.
Oh, the Snowden family. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's what I've heard. I haven't dug into it, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we've
so,
dug into it. It's old, old. That's old news, girl.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, it makes you wonder like, well, who are these people that they're putting on the show, right? Because they're not doing significant background checks. So it's kind of like, what is everyone's story? Why are they, you know, polygamous? Why are they?
But I feel like this is not going to be any of that good storytelling. Why are they polygamous and stuff? It's just going to be the sensationalism of the weirdness of it. Like the last couple of seasons of Seeking Sister Wife.
Right. I'd be more interested in the dynamic because, I mean, religion aside, it almost feels like it's transforming into like a polyamory type feel.
Yeah.
You know, not so much polygamy. So if you took the religion out of it, it's almost... Well, kind of polyamorous. I don't know. It depends on who's interacting with who, but there's different, you know, formations of polyamory. But
would it be polyamory since you're the polyamory expert here?
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That if she was sleeping with all of the men, but none of them were sleeping with each other, is that still polyamory?
Mm-hmm.
How so? Explain this to me.
As long as there's consent and they all know that she can love multiple men, they don't have to all stay in the same house, but she can just say,
even though they're not sleeping with each other, there are
other women. Like they're
You're not obligated to sleep with each other. It's not like all, you know, free for all where everyone has to be sleeping together. Because in the case of like, a relationship where there's a male who has two girlfriends or two wives or two, two girlfriends, and they're not sleeping with each other. They could if they wanted to, but they're not, you know, you kind of form a V relationship versus a triad where everyone has a relationship to some degree with everyone. But even still in polyamory with your, they call it a metamour is kind of like the person's partner that you're not sleeping with.
Oh,
the person you're sleeping with's partner that you're not sleeping with.
That you're not also having a relationship with.
Right. The meta person.
You're kind of sleeping with them by proxy, but you're not directly.
Right. But you know who they are. You know that they consent to this type of relationship, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more intricacies with polyamory, but everyone can tell you their flavor of it, you know.
So is polyamory like the big umbrella under which all of these things sit?
No, the big umbrella would be, what is it called? Ethical non-monogamy.
Okay.
And under that umbrella, there's different kinds of non-monogamy.
Okay. So then, but polygamy would be under polyamory.
We don't know where polygamy sits.
Because it's religious, right? I would.
So you're saying that polygamy doesn't even fall under the umbrella because it's completely separate. And
I
fact
think
that it
polygamy is ethically non-monogamy, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know where it sits in context to people who have open relationship, or you know, I don't know where on the diagram it
just
sits.
Just different words when religion's involved, but it's all the same,
right?
Actions. We should find. I wonder. There has to be a listener out there that is in an open polyamorous relationship, or
for sure
that would be willing to like just come on and talk about it before we either go into the season or as we're watching the season, because it would be interesting to get another perspective, maybe even a female that's dating multiple men, just to see what they have to say about it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to get a polyamorous person and someone who may have practiced or is practicing polygamy.
Yeah,
because there are differences, but I'm wondering if there's similarities too, which that is why these shows are kind of driving, because saying, you know, polyamorous on TLC or something is just going to make people confused. But if you say polygamy, all of a sudden that hooks people in like, oh, okay, I know about polygamy. You know what I mean? That's going to be intense or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's always worth a fun conversation if people are willing to banter about it.
If anybody listening out there is in a polyamorous relationship and would like to come on the show, we can disguise your identity if you wish, and talk about it. That would be fantastic. Please contact us. Also, if you are in a polygamous or have been in a polygamous relationship, please also contact us. It'd be great to do like a round table, like,
yeah,
you know, well, Hinakawa is the moderator, obviously.
Oh my god. can we get the advertisement said in the Maury voice? You guys ever watch Maury? Somebody you know a currently in a polygamous relationship? If so, call the Maury show.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That could be fun though.
Yeah. I don't know if I can talk Hetero Life Made into doing that for us, but
oh come on.
Tell them to do me a solid.
Yeah, but then you know how many blowjobs I'd have to probably own for that?
Your job's good for it.
I mean, yeah, I'm good for it, but I'm really good for it, if you ask him.
Oh, goodness. We have diverted so far. We have strayed so far from
It's fine.
The Browns.
The Browns.
As they have strayed from now.
Did you just pick up a sippy cup?
Like, I need water.
I thought you were going to drink it from the sippy part. At least you took the lid off. Oh, my God.
I don't have any water. I had to drink Gaia's water out of the sippy cup, okay?
Sometimes you need a controlled pour, okay?
My mouth is dry after hearing all the blowjobs.
Her mouth is dry. No blowjobs for you.
Oh, goodness.
You're like, mm-mm. No, no, ma'am.
Nope.
Oh my god. Anyway. You guys, this has been great. You know what else is coming out? So we've got Seeking Brother Husband coming up, and we also have 1,000-pound Sisters.
Yes. I am so excited.
I love them.
I have to catch up with the last season because I missed a whole.
Oh yes. Go catch up on it now, please. Please now. Now, right now, right now.
So I first started watching that with my boyfriend's dad, because for some reason I was watching it. Yeah. And he sat on the couch And he goes, what's this? I was like, it's these, you know, two sisters that are to combine like 1,000 pounds. He goes, oh. He's like, we get halfway through. He goes, is that fat on her forehead? And I was
like, Tammy's like,
how do I explain
when you're so bad?
We watched a whole season and I was like, I can't believe I just watched trash TV with Mike. It's fantastic.
They're funny. I mean, Amy. I love Amy. Love her.
Yeah. And Tammy gets married.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
But yeah, when you're so fat that the fat has nowhere to go.
Which is literally what Amy said. So we're not making fun of them. That's literally what she said.
Yeah. That's what Amy's explained about it. Yeah. So I want to say that for sure we'll do 1,000 pound sisters. I don't know if we can do Seeking Brother Husband or not yet until we watch it.
If it's not good, then I don't want to.
Yeah. Because like if it's like last season of 90 Day, I'd rather slip my wrist. I haven't even
watched that. Yeah, no.
I'd rather gouge my eyes out with a rusty spoon than watch that.
No.
Sounds like torture.
So, yeah. So we'll have to see, I guess. I don't know what TLC's things are, but we'll see what we come out you with next week.
Come out you with. I thought I was the one drinking a beer.
I need a beer, but it's too far away. I don't even know if I have any. Hopefully I do. I need one too.
You're such not an alcoholic, man.
I know, man.
There's never any instance where I would
an alcoholic not know. Opportunistic alcoholic. It's too far. Never mind.
No. It's never too far.
Never, I mean, my God, far. I'm drinking water out of a sippy cup, okay? I'm not going to go get a beer.
Oh, I was drinking caffeine way too late at night, so this is going to be a rough night for me. I got to get up at 6. But I don't have jury duty tomorrow. So
yay.
I go back to regular work. Well, I mean, work from home tomorrow. I do have to go to the office on Thursday too. So
fun
times.
Yeah. So we need to reschedule your visit out here, Lexi.
I know.
But in any case, So that's where we're at. That's what we got. We'll be at you soon with more episodes on whatever the hell else we're talking about next. I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to continue Unsolved Mysteries. We have another episode of that in the hopper ready to come out to you. And then we'll come at you next week with whatever nonsense reality TLC is spewing at us. Then we'll lap up like a dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
'Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well, and let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.